called it the flue or chimney. Mm-hmm. Some of them called it chimney, some called it the flue. We called it the chimney.
Have you ever heard you mentioned flue. To some people, does that mean the inside part of the chimney?
That's right. Inside. That means the inside mm-hmm. is the flue. Outside, we call it the chimney.
I see. Well, after you burn wood in a fireplace for a long time, do you usually get this black substance forming on the inside of it?
Yes. We call that soot. We call that soot. And what burns in the fireplace, we call it ashes. But that black substance, it's a soot.
Did that have to be cleaned out every now and then?
Yes, sir. Cleaned out once a year.
Some people have told me that was a fairly dangerous operation.
It is. It is. Last time, if you didn't clean it out, it would catch on fire. The soot would catch on fire. It would burn out. Mm-hmm. It's a soot. It's real. It gets on and gets real black. We call it soot.
And you mentioned the ashes. Do you remember what color those were usually?
The ashes is white.
It's white.
Yes, sir.
Did it make any difference what color they were according to what kind of wood you burned?
No, not much, no. It's all white.
Mostly white.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Some wood gives more ashes than others. Different woods give different ashes, give more ashes. But most of the ashes is white.
I meant to ask you, what kind of wood did you usually use for kindling?
For kindling, we use pine.
You ever hear anybody call that fat pine?
We didn't call it over here. Fat pine was a pine. It's got had lots of rosin and lots of, yes, I know what you're talking about. We just use pine, though. Cut it up into little pieces. Cut it up in small pieces and call it kindling. That's our fire starter.
How long have you been in this house that you're living in now?
This house here? I've been in this house 30 years. How long we've been in this house?
That's great.
How long we've been in this house?
Well, we got married.
Well, that don't tell us.
Well, it's 47.
About 30 years.
You didn't want to be that far. You didn't have to come through this way.
Or 30 years. 30 years.
Yeah. Could you describe it to me like you did the house you were raised in?
This house here?
Yes.
Well, we added on.
No, he wants to know the house you were raised in.
I already told him that. Oh. I already told that.
Oh. And this, when we moved it in?
No, when we moved it in or now?
Well, I just wanted, you know, the layout. Like, what do you call that area right there that you come in when you open the door? The
living room.
That's your living room.
This is your dining room.
And this is the dining room.
And that?
That's the kitchen.
Is that part of the house or
it's
bedroom?
Bedroom. We have two bedrooms.
Do you call that area? Do you have an area outside that's in?
Call it a breezeway.
Breezeway.
And she has a sewing room. Go on, Kurt. Let.
Well, that
roller thing in there.
That's your grandson.
It's a great grandson. Well, I just want to tell the story. It's really her great son. I was married to my first wife 18 years, but we didn't have any children. And when I married her, she had two girls. And the two girls, of course, one of them had two children, the other one had four, and this is one, and this which would be our great, which is.